like show business, like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow.
Nowhere could you get that happy feeling
when you are stealing that extra bow.
There's no people like show people, they smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far.
That night you open and there you are.
Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star.
Let's go on with the show. There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
You get word before the show has started favorite uncle died at dawn.
Papa and your pa and ma have parted.
You're brokenhearted, but you go on.
There's no people like show people, they don't run out of doors.
Angels come from everywhere with lots of jack.
And when you lose it, there's no attack.
Where could you get money that you don't give back?
Let's go on with the show.
The butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk are secretly unhappy men because the butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk get paid for what they do but no applause. They'd gladly bid their dreary jobs goodbye for anything theatrical and wise.
There's no business like show business if you tell me it's so.
Traveling through the country will be thrilling, standing out in front on opening night,
smiling as you watch a theater filling,
and there's your billing up there in lights.
There's no people like show people, they smile when they are alone.
Even with a turkey that you know will fold,
you may be stranded out in the cold.
Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold.
Let's go on with the show.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Now, I played that song specially, and it's there's no business like show business, because it's my pleasure to have on the line now the office manager down at the 1812 Theatre at Upper Ferntree Gully, Pip. Welcome, Pip.
Oh, hi, Alan. Thank you.
It's great to have you on the show. Pip, we want to talk about, I know there's you've got a show on at the moment called The Great Gatsby. I believe it's fast coming to an end.
Yes, we've only got this week, tonight till Saturday, and then it finishes on Saturday night is our final night.
So yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about The Great Gatsby, please, Pip?
It's, of course, the F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic novel that everybody knows. They've seen the movie, read the book or whatever. This is a stage adaptation by Simon Levy. It's beautifully done. The cast are doing a wonderful job. They've had some great reviews. So it's a classic story of Jay Gatsby and Nick Carraway.
It's set in an the 30s, even in an affluent society, is it? Well, I can get my word around.
Yeah. It's the jazz age. Yeah, it comes to life on stage. All the costumes are beautiful. The set's very well done because they have a lot of different scene changes from the house to the party, all sorts of different scenes, and the cast help with that. It's done very well by Erin O'Hare. She directed it. It's doing well. Got some lovely reviews. We've still got some seats available left for the rest of the week. So yeah.
And it was set, it's a very opulent era, wasn't it? The '30s. Oh, and it, certainly the Gatsby was. He made plenty of money, and he thought he could sort of almost buy the world.
That's right. Yeah. They thought they could conquer the world.
Pip, after that, you've got a show that's in the bakery in the little one. Tell us just briefly about that one, if you could, please.
Oh, the little one in the bakery production. That's the Laramie Project. Hang on, let me get my info on that, because one minute we were going to do it and then the next minute we weren't, and had changes this way and that way. But the Laramie Project, how can I explain it? It's about a young gay college student in America in 1998 in Wyoming, just outside Laramie. He was beaten up and, killed. A group of people years later went to Laramie and interviewed the townsfolk and the police and anybody that knew anything about it. And through that came the Laramie Project. So it's all about what happened to this lad who was gay and what the town thought of it. It's pretty awful, actually.
Pretty horrible time. People, I've got to take a quick break, then I want to come back, but then you've got another big production coming up. What dates is that one on, please, Pip?
Which one?
The one that we just talked about. Yeah, the Laramie Project.
That's on in October. That starts on the 3rd of October and it runs through to the 26th.
All right. Well, I've just got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We want to talk about, I know there's a swimming one coming up, which I think is going to be a terrific show. So come back in a minute. Thanks. Kiss and Rock and Roll All Night, and I'll be here on this Sunday between 12 and 3 and we'll be rocking along, and then I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a Rock and Roll Hit Parade, so there'll be plenty of rocking and rolling on Yarra Valley FM 99.3 this Sunday. But we're talking to Pip down at the 1812 Theatre at Upper Ferntree Gully. Pip, you've got in the big theatre, you've got another show coming up, which I think is going to be a comedy, isn't it?
Yes, it's called the Sweet Delilah Swim Club. It will be a comedy. It's a beautiful play, beautiful. It's about five ladies who met during their college swim team, and they've kept in touch by every year meeting in August for a weekend at the beach house. It's beautiful. It's about friendship that lasts forever, and they have some laughs, and they just catch up with each other. It's lovely. Yeah.
And I guess
good
over the times, their relationships with their own families would have altered. So is that part of the show too, do you know?
Yes. Well, they'll talk about things that are happening in their own lives. And, it's a touching comedy about friendship. It's lovely.
Pip, what's the dates of that one, please?
That one's in August. It starts on the 1st of August and it runs through till the 24th.
of August. And just before we go, because unfortunately we have to go fairly soon, there are still seats for the Great Gatsby for this week, which is...
They are.
Is it on tonight or tomorrow night?
Tonight. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. You can purchase tickets at the door if you want. They'll be available from 7:30 onwards and the curtain up at 8 o'clock.
And
or you could go online.
I was going to say that. They can go online, can't they?
Could do, because I won't be in the office to answer the phone. So go on to www.1812theatre.com.au.
So could you give us that again, please, Pip?
www.1812theatre.com.au.
And the 1812 is numbers, isn't it? Not
it is. 1812. Yeah.
So, Pip, what else have you got coming up before the end of the year?
The last one for the year is going to be a doozy. That's Noises Off, which we have actually done many, many moons ago, but it was a very big success. And we've often said we should do this again. And luckily, Justin Stevens, who's a well-known director around the traps, he directed Woman in Black and the Baskerville Hounds. Anyway, he's directing Noises Off, which is the last season for the year to end the year in a massive, full-on roll-around comedy.
What's a quick synopsis of that, please?
It's about a group, a theatre group, putting on a production. So the whole set will turn around.
It's a play within a play.
It's a play within a play. So it's about a play going on, but then it will swing around so that you can actually see what's happening behind stage. So you've got the stage manager shouting at the actors and the actors trying to get changed in time. And meanwhile, there's... an affair happening, and it's a definite farce comedy. It's a farce.
And that's what you really want for the end of the year, isn't it?
Oh, you do. I think you need that every day of the year, actually.
Well, unfortunately, with interest rates up where they are and all that sort of stuff, it's fairly tough for some people. So, Great Gatsby, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. Tickets are still available at...
Yep. Yes.
www.1812theatre.com.au. Sounds good to me. Look, Pip, thanks for coming on. The other one was the swim club. What was that again, the name of it?
The Sweet Delilah Swim Club.
Oh, Sweet Delilah. And that starts on the 1st of August through the 24th of August. Again, get on the website, buy your tickets. It should be a terrific show.
Yes. If for any of the productions later on in the year, you can call the office and leave a message and I can call you back. That phone number is 9758 3964.
So that's 9758 3964.
That's correct. And the girls in the office can help with your purchase of tickets.
Sounds great to me. Pip, thank you for your time. We hope that we fill the theatre for you, and we look forward to talk to you again. And I should mention, on our website, if people look up our website, down the left-hand side, you'll see podcasts. If you go into there, you'll a screen over. It's got choice tunes. If you scroll down there, you'll see Pip. And if you listen to Pip, you'll hear all about her life story. And there are still people clicking on Pip.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right. Thanks for your time, Pip.
Thank you for asking me, Alan. Really love talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay. Bye.